Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to share this morning, you know, we have the Great Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The Great Commission. Help me out here.
Yes.
And this is the charge that the Lord's given us. And he says in Matthew 28:18-20, this is the Great Commission. This is our charge, our duty as believers. And as Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, even to the very end of the age."
Mm.
And this is Jesus' last words.
Right.
And you know, for us right now, it has and always will be about Jesus and his kingdom. It's about advancing the kingdom on the face of the earth, the king and his kingdom. And it's interesting that Jesus says right from the beginning, "I am in charge here." Okay,
mm-hmm.
All authority has been given to me. Let me tell you something. God is still on the throne, okay? And Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. Jesus says, "All authority has been given to me. I am in charge. Therefore, as a result of this, my disciples, my church, go ahead and go."
Mm.
Go. And he says, "Make disciples." You know, it's interesting that he says make disciples, because sometimes, you know, the church at large sometimes has gotten caught up in sometimes just converts, someone that just prays a prayer. But God said, go make disciples. Trained ones, learned ones, followers. Then he says to baptize them and teach them to obey everything that I've commanded you. Then there's a process. I mean, God wants us to think about it. We have the greatest message in the world. And the last thing it says, listen, don't forget this.
Right.
I'm with you and I'm for you.
Right.
And we have the greatest message in the world. I mean, we have an awesome and amazing job to do for our great king. And it's a labor of love. It's a labor of great importance. And it's always timely. Listen, we don't know when Jesus is going to come back.
Right.
The Bible says in a twinkling of an eye. But as long as we still have breath, as long as we're still alive, as still as we're able to praise the Lord,
mm-hmm.
then we need to be about the Father's business.
That's right.
I mean, you look at everything that's going on in the nation, and the nation's in transition, and you have, you know, people affected by storms, you have people affected by financial storms, you have people that are losing their homes. You know, the only source of true encouragement, the only source of true life, in this life and in the life to come, is having a personal relationship with the Lord.
That's
right. Why is this so important? Because you know what? At the end of the day, nothing else matters.
That's right. Nothing else.
I mean, we need a relationship with God, and he desires a relationship with us. And so he's equipped us for this charge. He's not left us alone, but he's equipped us, he's prepared us. And he tells us in his word, in John 14, he tells us, listen, John 14, 15 says, "If you love me, you will obey me, obey what I command. And I will ask that the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, and he lives with you and will be in you." I mean, he's given us the precious Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth.
Mm.
In verse 25, it says, "All this I have spoken to you while still with you, but the counselor," he's talking about the Holy Spirit, right, "whom mm-hmm. the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." We have help. We have a partner.
That's right.
Right? We have help in sharing and preaching the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Holy Spirit. He'll lead us in truth. He'll guide us in truth. He will equip us with everything that we need to make Jesus known.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on to say, you know, unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will, what? Convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. And in regards to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I'm going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you in all truth. It's time. I mean, this is the church's finest hour.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many people right now that are hungry for God. You know, when we did that outreach, it was so refreshing. Mm-hmm. We did our outreach in last weekend for Hurricane Sandy and Relief. And we're out there ministering, and just you could see in the people's eyes, you can hear it in their voices, you could hear it in their demeanor. Let me tell you, people are searching for God these days like never before. Everything that they've put their trust in, their jobs, their relationships, their own selves, what man can do in their own strength, mm-hmm. has all come down. And they're saying, listen, God, I need to turn my heart back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only way. You know, Jesus tells the disciples, and I love this, in Mark 16:20, he says, listen, this is what happens with the disciples. The disciples went out and they preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word with signs that accompanied it. I'm gonna read that again. They preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it.
Mm.
Let me tell you something. God will be with us. God, the same way God was with the disciples and he confirmed his word with signs and wonders, let me tell you something. He is going to be with you.
That's right.
You know, oftentimes, you know, and I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but oftentimes I think that sometimes people say, well, what am I going to say? What am I going to share? You know, mm-hmm. or, you know, it's like, I've never done this before. Yeah, you can. Can you remember the first time you shared the gospel with someone?
Yeah.
Let's not talk about
that. Yeah, let's move on.
Was that with Chris? Was that how did that go? How?
Wasn't real smooth, I don't think.
Well, Chris, you made it. You made it.
Somehow he made it in, despite me.
It was a seed. It was still a seed.
It was still a seed.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes we get so full of zeal.
Yeah.
You're like, I know what the problem is. You know, and it's like,
yeah.
It's the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's the love of God. I remember when I did an intern. I was a chaplain intern in Louisiana Medical Center in Shreveport, Louisiana. And as a chaplain, I had the great opportunity. I actually lived in the hospital, guys. I lived right underneath the psychiatric ward.
Mm.
And I, like 24 hours, 7 days, that's where I was. And so it was kind of an intense type of setting, because anytime someone was coded or when they would call the doctors in,
mm-hmm.
then I would go down with them.
Right.
And so I had complete access to the emergency room, all those different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the chance throughout the day, my job, which I loved, was just to go up and down and visit with patients, mm-hmm. minister to them.
Mm-hmm.
In the state of Louisiana, they encourage the chaplains to actually pray for the patients.
Wow.
It's what they exactly want you to do. Because get this.
Uh-huh.
Their research says that patients do this whole lot better in surgery once they've received prayer.
Oh, wow. Check that out.
You think? I think there's something to that. So after I would pray, I would actually notate that in their records,
mm-hmm.
in their medical records. I'd notate that prayed with Mrs. Jones.
Oh, wow.
Time. You know, she seemed to be in great spirits after uh-huh. we left. Stuff like that.
How cool is that?
Yeah, very, very cool.
Wow.
And I've had to sit next to many, many people's, you know, sick bed and deathbed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that's so sobering when someone sits with you one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when away from a crowd and away from everything else. It's amazing when someone's one-on-one, and the other kind of a different situation is when they've experienced some sort of a loss.
Mm-hmm.
whatever they may be, when they're not in their normal state, it's amazing how sobering life circumstances can be, how sickness could be, or death of a loved one, or a bad situation. It's amazing how sobering and how our lens begins to get proper perspective, and people begin to start thinking about the things that really matter.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like it to be in the hospital to really start thinking about, okay, how much longer do I have? And right. And where am I going to go? And
mm-hmm.
It would never fail. It would never fail. Every single time that I would just speak and just share and just minister, mm-hmm. and just share on the love of God,
right.
His hearts would melt. And even you would think the most hardened person, oh, no, maybe not, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing that when you get down to the truth of it, I believe that everyone wants God, they just don't know it yet.
Right, exactly.
You know, even those that maybe just seem to. Let me tell you something. If we don't go out, just like Jesus sent his, the miracles are out in the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
The miracles are out in the highways and the byways and the streets and our neighbors. Mm-hmm. That's where the miracle is at.
Right.
And to much is given, much is required. You know, and it's almost like, you know, the church at large has been hearing this gospel message. They've been hearing others like myself and so many of others and Greg and, you know, countless others sharing mm-hmm. about being in the harvest, and it almost seems to just kind of go over. Just seems kind of wax over.
Right.
And it's like, certainly they're not talking to me. They're
right.
talking to the angels or something.
Yeah, right.
I'm in the music ministry, or I'm in this
yeah.
ministry.
But yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. No, we've all been given the ministry of reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I mean, we got to go back to where is our heart of passion and our love of compassion for God? There's nothing like intimacy. The Lord has just been speaking so much to me about just intimacy and spending time with Him and more, and really understanding the heartbeat of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get close to somebody, they begin to share with you the deepest concerns,
mm-hmm.
maybe their deepest secrets, maybe the things that really right. matter. You don't go up to a stranger and say, hey, let me tell you what's going on with my kids. They're, you know.
Yeah, right, no.
That marriage situation I'm having, you know, You don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But when there's a level of intimacy and closeness and consistency and relationship, people begin to start sharing the things that begin to matter most. And what happens is there's certain sorts of a connection that begins to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get close to God, when we lay on His chest like John did, when we get mm-hmm. close to His heartbeat, begins to share with us is really hard. And you know, I'm challenged, and maybe we're challenged here today to think about oftentimes when we pray, are we just praying for what God can do for me, what God can do for my household, what God can do
right.
for my family? Have we ever paused to think that God has a need?
Right.
Have we ever paused to think that God, the creator, the manager of the universe, God who sits on the throne of Revelation 4 with emerald circle and throne, the sea of glass, the peals of lightning, thunders, the mm. four living creatures, mm. the 24 elders. The living creatures go, holy, holy, holy. God
mm-hmm.
who created the world in 7 days, 6 days and rested in,
right.
you know, who gave breath to man.
Mm-hmm.
God that created the universe. I mean, you want a perspective on how amazing God is and how huge He is?
Mm-hmm.
We just know of a couple galaxies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, when you think about the planets and the stars, to think that there are other planets besides Earth,
mm-hmm.
and there's other galaxies out there, that alone will make you just go, you know?
That's wild.
And I'm sorry, the best theory that man can come up with is this, like, bang? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bang? No, no. The hand of God, the majesty of God. But have we ever thought that God Himself, the Father, has a need? And I'm talking to VFN radio listeners. I'm talking about, you know, we're talking to the church.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking to those that love God. We're talking to those that have a relationship with God. You gotta, You got to spend time with the one that you love.
That's right.
I mean, how long will that relationship be there? I mean, God doesn't turn our back on us, but our ability to connect and relate with Him, when we spend time abiding with God and begin to ask Him what is on His heart, you'll be surprised what He tells you.
That's right.
And oftentimes when I pray and ask God that question, oftentimes He'll show me somebody else. You know, God loves you. I mean, God loves, really, really loves. And that word tends to mess us up because we have all different types of definitions and perceptions and ideas and experiences and examples of people that said they love us.
Right.
And I've said this before, you know, you can only love someone to the extent and to the proportion that you know what love is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And if love has been, ugh, take that. Hey, what is your problem? I'm loving you. Take that. This is love.
Right.
I've even heard people say that. In our family, we have a weird way of showing love. Like that. Let's just say weird way. Let's just take the word love out of there and say weird way. Because maybe that wouldn't be love. Right. You know what I'm saying? I've heard people say that before. And they say it jokingly, but...
Mm-hmm.
It's that love for God and His love for us that makes all the difference in the world. God loves you. He is so invested in us that He gave His most precious Son, His only Son, to make reconciliation so that we can be in the right place. Let me tell you something. It's a free gift that's offered. But unless we share the truth, unless we tell them, how do they know? How will they know? And it's the amazing, I mean, God, His heart burns for other people. You'll start walking and you start asking God this question now, what's on your heart? You'll be in the supermarket. Maybe you'll be in the gas line. Maybe you'll be in a store. Maybe you'll be at work. And that same person, I remember there was a situation at work. You know, sometimes it's like, okay, God, not everyone here loves Jesus. You know what I'm saying? There's some spiritual activity going on here. And it's amazing how I was praying about a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Lord said, I want you to look at it with my eyes. I just felt that. Just look at that person with a new perspective. And it's amazing when you look at someone who maybe was sent to be a thorn in your side.
Right.
If you look with the perspective of God's eyes, it's amazing how your heart will begin to melt for them. You're just not looking at some outward stuff that's happening, because you know we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Right.
You can't expect someone to act saved if they're not saved.
That's right.
It's expectation.
Mm-hmm.
But you start looking at them with the eyes of God, you'll start to have a compassion for them. Because at the end of the day, there's only two final destinations that we're all going to go.
Right.
There's only two. Either we're going to be with God or we're not. We're going to be in hell. Heaven or hell. There is no in between.
Right.
And our you know, what determines that are decisions that we do on this side, not what on the other side.
Right.
And what determines who goes with us is who we share and who we tell.
Mm-hmm.
And I often say this, but how can we have the greatest message in the world, encounter such an amazing God, and remain silent? I'm telling you, I don't want to see Him. I don't want to look into His eyes and say, I didn't bring anybody with me.
Right.
Hey, listen, if you went to a football game and you had an extra ticket, I mean, you'd call all night. Do you know how expensive these tickets are? You got it. If you were going to, you know, a show and a Broadway show or something, and you had you would be trying to give away those tickets.
Right. Yeah.
Because they're valuable.
Mm-hmm.
What, these baseball, you know, box seats, you know, to go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
But I want someone to have them.
Right.
Well, get someone the greatest seat they could ever have.
That's right.
It's in heaven.
Amen.
You know, make a couple tickets up. Tell them you have two tickets for them.
Mm-hmm.
You have a way that they could redeem those tickets in heaven.
Right.
You know, you have a way for them. Invite people to know God. We got to get past ourselves. We talked about this a couple days ago on VFN Radio about being willing to be vulnerable, be willing to be. Jesus sent the disciples out like lambs amongst wolves. Mm-hmm. And it's because we want to be able to totally depend upon him and upon his hand and upon the Holy Spirit, which he gives us, that's going to empower us and to lead us into all truth. We have a faithful partner. And when we go, God's going to confirm mm-hmm. the signs and wonders. I mean, after we went to that relief and prayed and people invited God in the heart, the next day there was a sign and a wonder. They got power back on.
Amen.
It was like 6 days with no power. And the next day,
wow.
You know, I mean, listen, all kinds of things will happen.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of things. But you got to step out. But you got to get your ear on the one.
That's right.
And he's such a gentleman. You ever been in a relationship, or sometimes this is true with children, and children are so narcissistic, you know. They just think about themselves, and you see them, and they're always, what are you going to get me? Can I go to the store? Or what do you want? And, you know, it's always about them.
Mm-hmm.
But it never kind of dawns on them to ask a parent, hey, mom, dad, you know, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how was work? Or, you know, how, dad, I saw you lay up last night. Are you feeling okay? Are you, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, we'd just fall out, wouldn't we?
No, I'm dying here. I'm dying. Dad's playing again. Look at him on the floor. He's playing again. Mm-hmm. Are you really sick? You know, you got all kinds of stuff coming out of your pores.
Right.
We don't want to be that way with God.
Mm-mm.
You know, we want to ask him, God, what's on your heart? What is moving you today? And there's so much great need. Let me tell you something. We have the greatest hope, the greatest message. And when we get back, we're going to talk about truth. We're going to talk about what is real truth.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things out there being called truth, but we're going to talk about what is truth and the power of the gospel and the love of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.